Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Then she's scared in the street.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we're having a great visit with our good friend, Bill Duckerberg, Dr. Bill Duckerberg. He's the chief economist at NFIB, National Federation of Independent Business, NFIB. And he's brought with him, as he's been doing now for almost 15 years, to our show, sharing his outstanding work of the NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism. And you can find that report on his website, smallbiz.org, nfib.com, and he's allowed us over the years to post it on our website. So you see the summary there. The summary is worth the trip, folks, so be sure to go see what your peers are saying about how things are going. A lot of good detail in plain English. Bill, thanks again for doing that. Okay, so what are they telling you about sales? What are your respondents to your index telling you about sales?
Well, that's the good news. Again, we ask them, you know, looking at the last 3 months or the last quarter, depending on, you know, what month we're sitting in, but looking at comparing the last 3 months to the prior 3 months, so it's kind of quarter on quarter, you know, are your sales increasing or decreasing? We had a very large 6-point increase in the net percent who said sales are rising. And, of course, that's one of the keys to driving the employment number. You know, you don't hire people until you have customers you want to take care of. Clearly, in the second half, the customers came back, and that was very good. And even though none of their top problems were solved, health care costs, you know, regulatory costs, compliance costs, income tax stuff, nothing was done on their top problems. But you know, if you have more customers and more sales, you know, you can deal with those problems. You don't want to have to.
One of my old mentors said, sales cures all ills.
Exactly. You know, so, you know, you even hire people that aren't really very hireable if, in fact, there's very strong demand, because those people who aren't the best can still produce revenue that justifies your hiring them. When sales are weak, of course, you can't do that, and so you don't hire, and that's what we've been going through for the last 5 years.
All right, I want you to put your Swami hat on now, and you're a great historian. You do a better job than anybody else on the planet with how things were as early as last month. But now I want you to focus forward, and as an economist, as a very astute observer of the marketplace and small business, if you had to make a bet on what the index would be the rest of the year, what do you think small business owners will keep their head up and be optimistic the rest of this year? What do you think?
I think we probably don't have a lot of upside here. There was, of course, euphoria with the election. People were really happy to see the management team changing in Washington, because that raises the hope that problems will be addressed. But, of course, the reality is going to be that they're not going to be addressed, because the president's, you know, already is going to veto everything and anything. So we're not going to make a lot of progress, and I think that's a discouragement factor that will keep them from becoming more optimistic, and might even depress them a little bit, depending on, you know, if we try to do something big and it doesn't happen. Well, that'll depress them. On the good side, which is the sales side and so on, you know, the economy has recovered in spite of the government. It irritated me to see the president the other day claiming how great the energy boom is, when the government sector has been a huge negative on the energy side. It's all been the private sector. He should take no credit. Yeah. But so the private sector will continue to move forward. You know, we have depreciation to take care of. We have population growth. We have those, you know, things that are so we're fixing ourselves, even though the government's making it very hard for us to do it, and we could do so much better if they helped out. So,
and that really is the truth.
That's really the truth.
The government is the biggest headwind. Government policies, that we have had and that we've required in the last 6 years, especially, including especially Obamacare, the specter, if not the reality, the specter of Obamacare, really have been headwinds for small business, the small business
exactly.
psyche.
And will continue to be. So, you know, the thing that would make optimism really jump at some point in the next year or two would be that something good has something substantial and good happens in Washington, and the odds of that are not high. So, you know, we'll stay above 100, you know, but we're not going to get those 109, 110 readings.
Bill, hey, thanks for being here. Good job.
Thanks, appreciate
you very much for coming. Come back, and we'll see you next month.
All righty.
And bring some more good news with you when you come.
I'm going to try.
Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingham, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'm Jim Blessingham. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.